Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Tim shares the Word of God. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Tim with today's message.
Well, in 1 Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy, and matter of fact, Paul wrote two different letters to Timothy. Paul had left for Macedonia, and he left Timothy in a church in Ephesus. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, there's a lot that we want to look at in the next few minutes here. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, "When I left for Macedonia, I urge you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussion of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to a meaningless speculations which don't help people live a life of faith in God." Now, this is some people in the church had begun to teach things that were contrary to the truth. And we are in chapter 13 of our book, The Roar of the Lion, The Church Awakes. This chapter is entitled Myths, Speculations, and Demonic Powers. And in verse 3 and 4, we see something that's very, very important here. There are myths and there are spiritual things that can be taught that, number one, are contrary to the truth. Number two, don't help people live a life of faith in God. And that's what we have to remember. That's what we've got to continue to do. We've got to make sure that we're teaching truth and not things contrary to truth. And we've got to teach things that are not spiritual speculations, but that help people live in faith. That's what we got to do. We've got to live day in and day out and live a life in faith and stay away from all of this spiritual speculation. For us here, we've got to know the Bible and we got to know truth. And we must do so we don't wander off. The Bible talks about wandering off. In these two letters, Paul writes to Timothy some of the most practical explanation of living just the day in and day out Christian life. And the main point that I want us to see is that 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 tells us, "Not every spirit is from God." And I want to make sure that this church knows that. Not every spirit is from God. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, you better try them, you better test them, and you need to know not every spirit is from God. I hear, "Oh, Tim, the Spirit just really moved last night." Well, my question is, which spirit? I'm not impressed with the move of the Spirit. I'm impressed with a move of God because there's another spirit that can move. And we need to make sure that we understand there are two spirits. "Oh, Tim, the Spirit really moved." Well, was it the God or was it devil? Which spirit really moved? And throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, we see the devil moving in signs and wonders, in healings, in miracles, in prophecies. And you've got to make sure that you are differentiating between what is true and what is not true. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the scripture tells us what is true, what is wrong, what to correct in our life. Everything must line up with scripture. Flip on over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching." It always amuses me when people leave this church because we're not spiritual enough. And they want to go somewhere where God is really moving. "The time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound, wholesome teaching." teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. Verse 4, they will reject the truth and chase after myths. And I see that happening all the time. I see that happening all the time, especially in a church that teaches wholesome truth on how to live the Christian life. There are those that, oh, I've got to go out. Ooh, you better be careful. You better be careful, because we will read about you in a year or two. And I've just seen this time and time again. People look for teachers that will tell them what they want to hear, and that is exactly what the devil does. God tells you what you need to hear. And people reject the truth, the wholesome, sound teachings of the Bible, and chase after myths, and have been doing that in the church ever since Paul wrote Timothy about the church in Ephesus. I want to make sure that you know not every spirit is from God. Not every spiritual teacher or speaker is from God. The spirit of darkness has powers. And we in this church have got to be able to distinguish between right and wrong. For us here in this church, it's very important for us, particularly because we live next to one of the world's largest crystal mines. And maybe you're not even aware of this, but this area has a draw to nature worship and occult practices that are unprecedented in many, many areas. And we're here in this church, and many of you don't realize what is out here in our community, and you need to know this. The term New Age is a term or a title given to identify much of where America is today in its thinking. The thinking of America was once Bible-based, and now we are more New Age in our thinking because it is what is being taught in elementary school, high school, and college. It's being taught every day. We did not remove religion from the classroom. We substituted Christianity for the teaching of New Age. And every day our kids are going to school and they are learning the religion of New Age. And we're going to talk about it. We can talk about this for hours on end, and I can teach on this in great detail. But I want to sum it up for you in one phrase. It is the elevation of humans to godlike status. Now, there are many denominations that the devil has. There's a lot of denominations. There are a lot of forms, and we'll talk about some of these, but all of it is the very same thing. It is elevating man to be in the place of God. You decide right and wrong for yourself. And that's what we are being taught in school on a daily basis. Nobody tells you what is right and wrong for you. Now, we're even to the point nobody should tell you what bathroom to use. You decide for yourself what gender you are. You decide it. It's not God made me a man or God made me a woman, and God says thou shalt not do this. God says thou shalt. No, you decide right and wrong for yourself, and you decide what gender you want to be. All of that can be wrapped up in this phrase. We're going to elevate you to the place of God. Now, there are many forms of this in teaching you are God. I know this is going to rub many people wrong, but it won't surprise you. That doesn't bother me. Yoga is a demonic religion from the Middle East, and you need to know that. for all of y'all that are enrolled in yoga right now, you need to know that is a demonic religion from the Middle East. It is mind control, it is meditation, it is spiritual enlightenment. It is another form of elevating humans to a godlike status. And yoga teaches that you look within you for healing. You look within you for answers to life's problems. And you can exercise and develop the God in you to answer all of the questions in life. New Age, yoga, all, and we'll talk more about some other things, they all fall in to what is referred to as pantheism. And that is the all is God thinking. The stars are God, the moon is God, the earth is Mother God, you are your own God. See, God is in all is in God, and direction from life comes from within you. Healing for life comes within you. The only problem I have with that is the Bible says no good thing dwells in me. No good thing dwells in me. That's why I needed Jesus. We're trying to replace man's need for Jesus for you finding God and healing inside yourself. Exodus chapter 7, Moses went before Pharaoh, performing miracles to demonstrate God's power. Chapter 7, verse 11, Pharaoh called his magicians and sorcerers. And you remember? They did the very same thing. 1 Samuel chapter 28, King Saul. He didn't get God to respond as quickly and like he thought he should. So he went to a medium and she called up a dead man's spirit. Throughout the Old Testament, prophets of Baal operated in prophesying and operated under the devil's power. Sorcery, witchcraft, mediums, palm readers, horoscopes, Greek mythology with all of its gods. Demonic powers have been around since Lucifer was expelled from heaven. And the point today is all spirits that do miracles are not from God. You have to try the spirits. They have to line up with the word of God or you will be it was miracles. Oh, the spirit moved and there were miracles that happened. Miracles have been happening ever since Lucifer got kicked out of heaven. I want to know which spirit was in control and in charge of that meeting. And the only way you can know that is lining all that took place up with the word. Careful, careful. Many places in the Bible, it warns us that people have gone astray. And that's what we've got to make sure that we don't let happen for us. We've got to be careful for demonic forces, and you don't want to ever open the door for demonic activity in your life. And right here in this town, whether you are aware of it or not, Wicca is very strong here in Hot Springs. Yoga is very strong here in downtown in Central Avenue. Buddhism, with its reincarnation teaching, palm readers are all up and down Central Avenue. They have a very strong influence in our town. The daily newspaper prints horoscopes every day. Many, many bunking parties for junior high girls pull out the Ouija boards and play with them. These spirits are not from God, and I'm telling you, you don't want to open up the door for demonic activity in your life, in your home, and in your family. New Age and yoga are popular terms that really identify age-old cult practices that were addressed in the Bible. I don't have time, but you can go through the Bible, you read through Acts, and it talks about Gnosticism. That was one of the main things that Paul and Peter addressed in their writings. Gnosticism was the word used to identify exactly what New Age and yoga is talking about today. It is exactly the same thing. Now, just a very quick background. Gnosticism, you read about that in the New Testament, repeatedly addressed in the Bible. Now, that very same ideology is still here today, but it's just different names. New Age is a term popularized by Alice Bailey, born in Britain, from 1919 to 1949. She introduced this phrase. The Beatles came here to America and swept this country by storm. Everybody was flipped over their music, and without realizing the demonic activity at work, they introduced transcendental meditation in the 60s to America. That they had learned practicing transcendental meditation in India with Maharishi Yogi, who was a Hindu guru. And he discipled the Beatles, and they brought that ideology, and through their hip music that captured America in the 60s, they introduced transcendental meditation in the 60s into our country. The rock group Hair, the number one hit, Age of Aquarius. Everybody from the 60s and 70s can probably sing every word of that song right now. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I can't remember the worship song we just sang, but I got that song. All of that, that the Beatles, that Hair, that Alice Bailey introduced into America has been renamed, and it is the very same teaching of Gnosticism in the New Testament. It's just been repackaged for the yuppies in America. Now, it's amazing that we are free to teach yoga in public school exercise programs today. And yoga is now hip with America, being promoted by exercise clubs. And I would just go in the internet and type up the word and see what it pulls up. I'm not arguing with you about this. I know what it is. It is a Middle East religion, and it comes across and packages and sells itself into exercise, but it is a religion that teaches that you are God. And that's what we're teaching in education today. This cult teaching, pantheism, all is God. Everything around you is God. God's power in nature all around you. You are God. All is God. There is power in the stars. There is power. There's spiritual power in the comets. There are spiritual power in the moon. We've got people that sense and gain spiritual power. Y'all remember the guys that were going to get behind Halley's Comet several years ago and the spiritual power that that brought to a group of people that were following that particular comet? See, there are trees that have God in them. There are rocks that have God in them. And this all comes from the teaching of yoga. Mother Earth is our God. It's a cult thinking. Now get this, a personal creator who exists outside and exercises control and authority over his creation, or a creator that is inside its creation. And that's the difference in our thinking. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 18. But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and his divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they didn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they begin to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, They instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people, birds, animals, and reptiles. So God abandoned them. Verse 25, they traded the truth about God for a lie. Get this. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator Himself. Because crystals are very different, because they are very pretty, this rock, and we live right down the road from one of the world's largest crystal mines, this rock has been an attractant to those who see God in a rock. And they see healing from the force that a rock has. People have come from all over the world to live here, to put crystals on their body, to put crystals as necklaces, to put crystals as bracelets, to put crystals and crystal fibers in their shoes. I mean, they're doing everything they can to absorb healing power, seeing that God is in that rock. Instead of worshiping the creator of the rock, we're going to worship the rock. And they see from the earth comes God, and we create our own God. We see from God comes the earth. And there's a clear difference. Shirley MacLaine, in her book, she was a movie star before many of y'all's time, Dancing in the Light, and let me quote, "I know that I exist, therefore I am. I know the God source exists, therefore it is. Since I am part of that force, I am that I am." Now, I don't know if you know enough Bible to catch what I just read, but she refers to God as an it, and she refers to herself, "I am that I am." Does that ring a bell with anybody in here? God told Moses to tell Pharaoh who sent him. Tell him, "I am sent you." We are replacing God with us. It started back in Genesis chapter 3. It came into the New Testament in the Greek era through Gnosticism. Shirley MacLaine and the followers of that movement in the 60s repackaged it and moved it into the New Age. It moved into yoga, and now we're teaching it every day in school. You decide right and wrong for yourself. You decide what bathroom you want to go. Nobody has the right to tell you what sex you are. You determine that for yourself. This cult thinking replaces God with man. And it sees a God inside of man and wants you to get in touch with the God that is within you. But look, just go back to Genesis chapter 2. I keep referring to this. I've got to make sure in my mind that you know this. Genesis chapter 2, God told man to eat of only one tree. I mean, not eat of only one tree. Don't eat of this one tree. Now, I want you to look, and I hold your place here. I want to talk about this because you got to see this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. God knows that when you do, see, God knows, your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be what? The devil is still tempting everybody with that one phrase. It doesn't matter if you're a Gnostic in Acts and in Romans. It doesn't matter if you are a Shirley MacLaine follower. It doesn't matter if you are a yoga teacher. It doesn't matter who. Let's bring it all the way up. If it doesn't matter if you're up here putting crystals on you and humming, you are looking for the God within you. And it all comes from Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. The devil has nothing new. If we could just see this, this is the very same thing that he told Eve, is the very same thing that he told Shirley MacLaine. And because she was a movie star, she sucked this country in to her teachings in the 60s, 70s, 80s. The Beatles, Shirley MacLaine, these heroes sucked people in to Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. You are God. You are I am that I am. Women decide what to do with their baby. Individuals decide what to do about the definition of the marriage. You don't tell somebody what's right and wrong for them. Two things that I want this church to know. For years, I had this on my wall in my office. Two foundational facts of human enlightenment. And I want to make sure that everybody in this church knows these two facts. Fact number one, there is a God. Fact number two, you aren't him. And I had that in a big poster framed in my office for 10, 15 years. There is a God, and it ain't you. He is high and lifted up. He is separate from his creation. He is not the moon. He is not a comet. He is not the stars. He is not a crystal rock. He created all of those and is above all of those. He is the creator of these things that we are now worshiping. And since God is the creator, since God holds all things together, he is the one who decides right and wrong, good and evil. Thou shalt and thou shalt not. He's the one that makes those decisions, not you. Not you. And in spite of what we are teaching in school today, you don't make the decisions about what bathroom to use. God determined that. You don't decide what's right for you. Well, it just feels right for us. I don't care if it feels right or if it feels wrong. God determines right and wrong. And America has got to know this, because this country cannot exist. We can't continue whenever we finally convince everybody in this country they decide what to do. We can't operate. I feel so compassionate for the two high school principals that I watched being interviewed the other day. And look, ma'am, I'm not trying to get into a religious debate. I'm not even wanting to talk about that. I'm just trying to keep our kids safe, and I don't know what to do because this won't work. I mean, we can't run a country where everybody decides what bathroom to go in when they want to. This won't work. Tim, why are you talking about these people from the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Beatles, Hair, Shirley MacLaine. The reason I'm talking about that is because this generation does not know about them. And I'm telling you where what we're doing today came from. That's where this all started, and all of this nonsense that we've got going on in public schools, in bathrooms, the Supreme Court changing the definition of marriage, all of this rushed into America in the 50s and the 60s with this infusion of the worship of Mother Earth, the worship of stars, the worship of crystals, the worship of comets. The belief that we are teaching in school today is you are God. You decide right and wrong. It's the Ten Commandments that God has the right to usher. And you got to understand that. Those that practice yoga, New Age, those that read horoscopes, those that use a Ouija board, they say to me, Tim, I've used that stuff and I feel it. I feel healing. You can't tell me. I've laid crystals on my body and I feel better. I'm telling you, I use this stuff. I've got a crystal mat that I lay on an hour a day and it does help me. I'm telling you, I have meditated this stuff and it helps me. Absolutely it does. So certainly it does. Paul talked about the power of this dark world, the spiritual forces of evil. The demonic spiritual forces have always done miracles and healed people and done supernatural things. But the end of that is destruction. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And I don't care if you are getting some help from crystals, you got hell to pay. I don't care if you do sense some vibes, you are not to have any other gods before him, or you're going to suffer great consequences in your own life. And we read, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Why did he say that? Because there were a lot of other gods that you can put before him. You must not have any idol or graven image. Why did he say something like that? Because clearly you can have idols and graven images that you look to. Make no mistake about it, America is not separating church and state. America is not taking religion out of public life. We're just exchanging it. We are just exchanging it. Romans chapter 1, verse 25, they traded. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, so they worship the created things instead of worshiping the Creator. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 could not be more clear. Real quick, Deuteronomy, I got to go fast. Little Bible study here. I won't preach, I'm just going to read, okay? Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, be very careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there. The detestable customs of the nations living there. For example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering. Oh, Lord. Right following that, in the same sentence, with the same emphasis and the same power, and don't let your people practice fortune telling. Or use sorcery, or interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums, or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. It is because other nations have done these detestable things that the Lord your God will drive them out ahead of you. But you must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you are about to displace, consult sorcerers, fortune tellers, but the Lord your God forbids you to do such things. And next time at night when you don't have anything to do and you and your buddies are laughing and playing and driving down Central Avenue, hey, let's go in there and get our palm read. Won't you just sacrifice your son and daughter? I'm just telling you, you don't want to open up the door to detestable things. Go to 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 16. They rejected all the commands of the Lord their God, and they made two calves from metal. They set up an Asherah pole and worshiped Baal and all the forces of heaven. They even sacrificed their own sons and daughters in the fire. They consulted fortune tellers and practiced sorcery and sold themselves to evil, arousing the Lord's anger. Because the Lord was very angry with Israel, he swept them away from his presence. Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 10. You felt secure in your wickedness. No one sees me, you said. But your wisdom and knowledge have led you astray. And you said, I'm the only one and there is no other. So disaster will overtake you. You interns, I don't care if Paul catches you or not. Disaster will overtake you. And you won't be able to charm it away. Calamity will fall upon you, and you won't be able to buy your way out. a catastrophe will strike you suddenly, one for which you are not prepared. Now, use your magical charms. Use the spells you've worked at all these years. Maybe they will do you some good. Maybe they can even make someone afraid of you. All the advice you received has made you tired. Where are all your astrologers, those stargazers? Our word for that would be horoscopes, who made predictions each month. Don't never read your horoscope. Don't never, oh, see what my horoscope, what's your horoscope say? Oh, what's your say? Are you kidding me? Let them stand up and save you from what the future holds. But they are like straw burning in a fire. They cannot save themselves from the flame. You will get no help from them at all. Their hearth is no place to sit for warmth. And all of your friends, those with whom you've done business since childhood, will go their own ways, turning a deaf ear to your cries. Isaiah 8:19. Some may say to you, let's ask the mediums, those who consult the spirits of the dead with their whispering and mutterings. They will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? Another new word for you to watch out for in today's society is holistic. Be real careful. Be real careful. When you see that word, you better get you a red flag. Holistic. Now, I'm not talking about not eating healthy. Let's make sure we understand. You need to eat healthy. You need to eat the right thing. That's not what holistic is about, and it's trying to sell you. Holistic is about eating healthy. Holistic means the power to heal yourself. That's what that word means. The power to heal yourself. It has nothing to do with eating healthy. And so don't buy it. Don't buy yoga packaged as an exercise program. And don't buy holistic as a package to eat healthy. Holistic is the power to heal yourself. And Romans 7:18 says, nothing good lies within me. Crucify the old self and come to Jesus as Lord of your life. If we could live holistically, then Jesus came in vain. We don't need holistic, we need Jesus. We depend on Jesus. Clearly, you need to eat right. Clearly, you need to exercise. You can't let yourself get out of shape, and you need to eat the right thing to keep your body functioning so that you can give glory and honor to God. Clearly. But don't start looking within yourself for healing. Have no other gods before Him. Careful. Careful. Much of today's video games lead kids to summon forces. Many cartoons that I watch clicking through center around demonic activity. Boy, I tell you, I try to watch a few cartoons with my grandkids and whoa, we can't watch this. You got to be aware that is not kid entertainment. That is introducing demonic activity into your 3- and 4-year-old child. And you need to be aware of what you are allowing to play in the presence of your children. Here's my point. Not every spirit is from God. You got to know that. Don't read your horoscopes. Look to the stars. You look to the one who created the stars. Now, quickly, let's go over this again. Cosmic humanism or New Age is the belief that people or objects or nature is God, and God is within everything. Since God is in everything, through meditation, you can tap into the God that is within you. Truth resides in each individual, resulting in no one having the ability to tell you what is right and wrong for you, because truth resides in you. Every individual is right and should trust their instincts and their inner urges. While that is being taught, Jude 10 says, if you follow your inner instincts, it will lead to your destruction. You need to know what the Bible says as we are being inundated with this new ideology. All right, quickly, are you still in Genesis 3? Genesis 3, 4 and 5. Let me just quickly, in two verses, teach you a bunch of world religions. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, what does he say? You will not die. Reincarnation is not new. Reincarnation is not new. It's the same trick the devil had in verse 4. You won't die. You're just going to keep coming back. The only problem with that is Hebrews 9:27 says it is appointed for man one time to die and face judgment. Tell that to your reincarnated friends. Next line, your eyes will be open. Your eyes will be open. Here we are. Truth resides in every person. Your eyes are open to see right and wrong for yourself. God told you, don't eat of that one tree. Really? You decide what tree to eat. What we are doing today, what we did in Jesus' time, what we did in the Old Testament, it came from Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. There's not any new tricks that the devil has. The next line, you will be like God. There we are. There we are. You decide right and wrong for yourself. You decide what gender you are. You decide on these issues of the day. Here's what I want to make sure that you know we believe. What we believe is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God. Before the moon, before the stars, before the crystals, before in the beginning, God. He created. That means there was a divine will, a divine purpose, and a divine plan. That means you were not an accident. That means you were not a result of time plus chance. That means you were not a result of a big bang. You were not over a random period of time selected. That means he created. Genesis 3, man sinned and separated us from God. We believe that man sinned and was separated from God. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 29, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I don't need a crystal on my chest. I need my sins removed. Behold, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father, not by crystals, not by humming, not by meditating. No man comes to the Father but by me. So many more scriptures that I wanted to read. We got to move. When your physical life is over on this earth, you will face eternity. You will face eternity. There are two spirits, God in heaven and the devil in hell. Which one you have allowed entrance into your life will be where you spend eternity. You better be careful about going in and having your palm read. You better be very careful about reading your horoscopes. The devil and his angels are here, and they have many denominations. Sorcery, witchcraft, palm readers, yoga, meditation. The list goes to worship of stars, worship of planet, worship of comets. The devil and his angels have many denominations. The devil is a powerful, powerful spiritual force that produces supernatural occurrences all the time. And at your death, the devil is awaiting to spend eternity in hell with you. And you need to know that. And the only way to avoid spending eternity in hell with the devil is to accept Jesus. To accept Jesus, not as something you repeated two sentences with, but accept Jesus as Lord. Amen. Jesus as Lord. And there's a lot of myths, there's a lot of speculations, and there's a lot of demonic powers. Don't shy away from the Lordship of Jesus in your life. Y'all stand. Lord, we continue to hold fast to your word that we not wander away from truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.